Enjoyed that song last night at our candlelight service, and I enjoyed it again this morning. Wow. Oh, my. What a joy it is to be in the house of God on Christmas Day. For this past several Sundays, I have been bringing a series of messages, my Christmas series, that I've entitled Making Christmas Great Again. And I know there is a popular phrase back during our presidential campaigns of the past year that sort of went, but this is nothing political. But in thinking about Christmas and all that goes along with it, the Lord just impressed upon me as I began developing these messages and God began laying these things on my heart. And I did not get to preach the first Sunday because I was sick. And so I thought, well, Lord, you gave me four messages for a reason, and I've only got three Sundays. And so this past Wednesday night, I got the third one in there, okay? So if you missed it, you can download it on iTunes or listen to our website. And but I just believe there's something great about Christmas. We don't need to make it great. It's already great. Amen? And we found that the word great is used over 1,100 times in our English translation of the Bible. The word great. And several times it's used in relation to the Christmas story. And this morning I want to invite you to find the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. The Gospel of Luke chapter 1 is going to be our text this morning. We'll look at some other verses in and around that. And as we examine the Word of God. But there's nothing about these sermons that will make Christmas great. Because it's already great, we need to find out how can we make it great in our lives, in our schedules. And as you stand to honor the reading of the Word of God, Luke chapter 1, we find in this passage beginning in verse 26, the angel Gabriel is giving the news to Mary of what is to come. And the angel tells Mary all that is about to happen in her life. And pick up with me in verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Now notice verse 32 is our text this morning. He shall be, what is it? Great. Say it with me. He shall be great. And shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Would you join me in prayer? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this Christmas day. On this beautiful Christmas morning as we celebrate. As we've enjoyed the beautiful music, sounds of the season. And as we've enjoyed the sweet fellowship in this place, we thank you for what you did last night here in a packed out sanctuary in this church overflowing with beautiful music and candles and communion. Oh, what a day of worship this has been yesterday and today. Now, Lord, I pray in these few moments we have together that you'll help us to understand why Christmas is great. And how we can continue to make it great in our lives and in our world. And this I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. And you may be seated. Just by way of reviewing, I believe I don't have it on there. What is my sound man doing to me? What am I doing? Am I this? Oh. I always get nervous when the PowerPoint guy wants the... It deleted. That's all that's left? Okay, just leave it right there. That'd be fine. That'd be fine. We'll get through it. I didn't know what he was doing. I know he's been saved, so I know he wasn't coming down to get saved. So I didn't know what he was doing. See, you can walk out of here and say that the sound man come walking down the aisle before the preacher even started preaching. So, yeah. You don't have to know the rest of the story, but anyway... Just by way of reviewing where we've come so far, we first saw in our first message that Christmas is great because of great joy. We saw in the story of the shepherds and in the story of the wise man, the The phrase great joy was used to describe the message from the angel to the shepherds, and it also described the joy that the wise men would have nearly 2 years later as they would come to find the young child and to worship and bring their treasures. Christmas is about great joy. I'll tell you, it bothers me when people get so unhappy at Christmas. And I'm like, well, you've missed the story of Christmas if you're not happy today. And what should bring us joy is not what's under the tree, but because of who hung on the tree. Amen? Now, we also saw in the second message, we saw that Christmas is great because Mary was great with child. We saw that in this part of the message, we saw that her being great with child, emphasizing of her being the carrier as God became man, as God became flesh. We use the term incarnation, that great Bible term, to illustrate that when Jesus was born, he was 100% God and he was 100% man. And he came to be our Savior and be our Redeemer, and he became man, and she was great with child. We saw Wednesday night, the third part of this, as we saw that Christmas is great because there is a great witness. A great witness. And we saw that description was for John the Baptist. And we saw that as he was a miraculous birth in itself, because his parents were so far in age, and that God allowed Elizabeth and Zacharias to give birth to the one that would lead the way, that would proclaim the way, that would prepare the way for the Savior to become. And Christmas is great because of a great witness. And we have the opportunity to be great witnesses as well. We can share the message of Christmas. We can share the message of hope and joy and peace. And John the Baptist, as he was that great witness, and Jesus himself even said himself that there was none greater that had been born of woman than John the Baptist. So Christmas is great because of great joy, because Mary was great with child, because that Christmas was part led up to a great with a great witness. And then today, and we look at our text in verse 32 of Luke chapter 1, let me tell you why the greatest reason that Christmas is so great. Because verse 32 tells us why. Because as Gabriel tells Mary that this one that would be born to her, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, who would come into her body and would grow and develop, and she would give birth, that this one, notice in verse 32, he shall be great. Christmas is great because, number four, he is great. That's why Christmas is great this morning. I am not celebrating Christmas because of what's going to be unwrapped out of a box or a package. I'm not going to celebrate Christmas because of a great meal or wonderful fellowship of people and family and friends. And those are great. We love that. I love how that you share your pictures on social media of you gathering with your families and getting together with people that you don't get to see as often. And those are wonderful. We have people here today who have joined their families for Christmas service. And you've come here today and you're spending time. That is wonderful. But that's not why Christmas is great. Christmas is great because the Lord Jesus Christ is great. Last night we enjoyed our annual candlelight communion service. What a beautiful service. Man, this place was full, packed. Thought we were going to run out of candles. I think we ran out of bulletins. And it was just amazing, wonderful. We just had a great time. And it was wonderful. And several of you stayed around and helped us, because being Saturday night and then today Sunday morning, we had to transition and it had to be ready for today. And so several of you helped us pick up, clean up, straighten up, get ready so that when we got here today, we'd be ready to go. And after we left and so forth and we closed up, Brother Keith came back to change the sign. And he posted on his page that what a wonderful time the service was, but then how that he got up here by himself and just spent time in front of the manger scene here at the front of our church. I did that very same thing this morning. I made sure I was first here today. I don't always get here first. Some of you guys beat me here sometimes. And I try not to do that. I try to get here as quick as I can. But this morning I was going to make sure I wanted to be first because I wanted to spend some quiet time in this sanctuary just sitting in front of this table and looking at this manger scene and just reflecting upon all the, nobody here but just me and the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I knew that these folks were going to be singing today, and I knew the songs were going. I was already, as Briscoe Darling says, I was already keyed up. Didn't have me a jug, but I was keyed up. What makes Jesus great this morning? What makes it so great, Christmas? I'm going to give you three things very quickly. Number one, Christmas is great because He is great. He is great, number one, because He has a great name. That name is Jesus. Notice in verse 31 of where we read just a moment ago in Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel tells Mary, "Thou shalt bring forth a son and shalt call His name Jesus." That same thing is said in chapter 2 and in verse 21. And after Jesus was born and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, His name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel, before He was conceived in the womb. In Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 and 25, as the angel talks to Joseph and tells him that His name would be called Jesus. Every instance in the Christmas story of where the emphasis is on His name, do you notice something in your English translation of your Bibles? I know that all of mine instances have. Do you see that the name of Jesus is in all caps? Just shake your head, you know, like this if you're with me. Now, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, just keep, stay with me, okay? But in all of our English translation, the name Jesus is in all caps. Those of you who are experts in social media and technology, I'm told that if you write something in all caps, that is equivalent to doing what? Yelling, right? Is that right? That's like screaming it out. Now, so if that's the case, I look at Jesus, and when I see that, those of us in our modern technological social media day, when we see that, it is as if, wow, it is shouting out His name. It is proclaiming His name, the name of Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful name that is. It's not just any name, but it is a name that captures perfectly as to who He was, who He was come to be. You know, in Jewish tradition, names meant something. The name Jesus means the Lord saves, or Jehovah saves. He is that, and we'll talk about what that means in just a minute. But make no mistake this morning, that is why our secular, agnostic, and atheistic culture tries to expel the name of Jesus at every point they can. They don't want you to pray in the name of Jesus. They don't want you to mention the name of Jesus. And hey, they even, again, at this time of year, they get all worked up because they don't want people saying Merry Christmas, because you can't say Christmas without saying Christ. And boy, that just rubs them wrong. But that's okay. If they get saved and get right with God and have their sins forgiven, it won't rub them wrong anymore. Amen? It is the name of Jesus that we celebrate. It is the name of Jesus who identifies who He is. It is a great, great name. But not only is He great this morning because of a great name, but notice number two, He's great this morning because He is a great Savior. He is a great Savior. There in Luke chapter 2 and in verse 11, and when the shepherds were gathered on the hillside that night, and when the angels appeared unto them to tell them of this good tidings of great joy, notice how they said in verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." A Savior has been born. Now, in that day, in that culture, in the political climate, the world was looking for someone great. The world had all kinds of problems. The Roman Empire was in control. And Caesar worship was first and foremost. Across the world, they had been many battles, had been fought. Millions of people lived in slavery, lived without hope, lived without a message from God. It had been 400 years since God had spoken through His prophets. God had been silent. Oh, they longed for someone to come upon the scene who would be great. Someone who would make a great difference. Someone who would save them from their world. Save them from their sins. And when the angel told Joseph in Matthew 1:21 that you'll call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Who would believe that the one that would come into the world that would be called great was going to be wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger? Oh, they thought that someone that would be great would be riding with armies and horses and chariots and great weapons of the day, but no. The one that God sent to be great was wrapped in human flesh, laid in a feeding trough and wrapped in swaddling clothes. And the first Christmas gift didn't have a bow on it. It was wrapped in swaddling clothes. It wasn't laid under a Christmas tree. It was laid in a manger. And God's gift to the world was one who has a great name and one who would be a great Savior. This salvation that He would come and bring, the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, is how can we neglect so great of salvation? It is a great salvation this morning. He is a great Savior this morning. He has a great name this morning. He can bring hope where it seems we have no hope. And He's the only one that can bring peace. He is the only one that can bring lasting joy. He is the only one that can make the greatest difference in your life. He was the one who came so that you could be saved, so that you could have your sins forgiven, not so that you could have a day off or a week off or spend money or decorate trees and have food and all those things that we enjoy doing, and those are fine. But that's not why He came. He came to be our Savior. He came to save us from our sins. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ this morning as your personal Lord and Savior, you don't understand Christmas. But you can have Christmas if you have the Savior. I invite you to accept Him today. Accept His gift of salvation. But Jesus is great not just because of His great name, not just because He's a great Savior, but one other thing and last this morning. Jesus is great. And that's what makes Christmas great, is because number three, He's the great Shepherd. He's the great Shepherd. Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 20 tells us that He is described as the great Shepherd of the sheep. Now, it is interesting that Jesus is described as the great shepherd of the sheep, and yet in Luke's gospel it records that on the night He was born, who received the first message? It was shepherds. We've often speculated, we've preached sermons on the importance of the shepherds, these men who were just ordinary, below average in society's standing and viewpoint. These guys who basically had no authority or actually had no really political standing in their own community. But yet the night that God came into our world, He sent His angels to a bunch of country boy shepherds gathering on a hillside and told them to go see the newborn King, the newborn Savior. Oh, that tells me a lot this morning. That tells me that Jesus didn't come for the rich and the elite and the religious and the educated and the prosperous, but that Jesus came for all of us, from rich and poor, from the top to the bottom, from the uttermost to the guttermost. Jesus came for all of us. And this message of salvation, this great shepherd of the sheep, came to show us that as the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world, as John the Baptist would describe him later on, it is this one that is described as the great shepherd. Oh, I tell you, when you study shepherds and you study sheep, and in that culture and in that time, it really brings out the wonderful beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't think it ever hit me as much until many years ago. I was sitting in a service at a Bible conference at our school at Tennessee Temple University. And the speaker that day was one of my favorite Bible teachers, Brother Warren Wiersbe. Dr. Warren Wiersbe, one of the great Bible teachers, still living, still teaching God's Word. If you ever get a chance to read or listen to anything by Dr. Wiersbe, you'll be blessed. But I'll never forget, Brother Mike, we sat there, and he expounded Psalm 23 like I've never heard it before. It was as if we were sitting on the hillsides outside of Bethlehem with shepherds and sheep. And as he expounded the beautiful psalm of "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Oh, it just made you feel like that you were could hear the bleating of the sheep. You could feel the rustling of the grass. Some people who just have a way of expounding the Word of God to where you can understand it and appreciate it is a great treasure. Warren Wiersbe is one of my favorites. And I got such a wonderful understanding of what it means for Jesus to be our shepherd. Today, He wants to be your shepherd. He wants to be the Lord of your life. He wants to be the one to lead you and guide you and direct you if you would just simply follow Him. Oh, I look upon this wonderful passage and I think of Christmas and I think of Shepherd, Savior, and His name Jesus and all that it takes place. I found where one Bible commentator had taken the time to develop and go through the Word of God and find that there were over 100 titles. 100 titles and names that are used to describe our Jesus, this one who came into the manger. I don't have time to read you all of those, but I thought I'd give you just the ABCs of it this morning if I could. And in the Word of God, we find that Jesus is described as the Alpha and the Omega. He is described as the beginning and the end. He is described as Christ. He is described as Deliverer. He is described as Eternal Life. Jesus is described as Faithful, the First and the Last. He's described as God and the Good Shepherd and the Great Shepherd. He is the High Priest. He is the I Am, the Emmanuel. He is the Judge of the living and the dead. He is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Master of the Universe. He is the Mighty God. He is the only begotten Son. He is the Peace. He is the Redemption. He is the Sacrifice. He is the Righteous One. He is the Son of God. He is the True Bread and the True Vine. He is the Way and the Truth and the Life. He is the Word of God, and He is yours if you would just simply trust Him today. Make Christmas great in your life by making Jesus great in your life. Would you bow with me in prayer? Every head bowed and every eye closed. As we conclude this wonderful, beautiful day in the house of God, as we reflect upon the greatness of our Savior, as we reflect upon Christmas and how great it is, maybe you've missed enjoying that lately. I can help you with that. Jesus came so that you could have life and that you could have it more abundantly. Jesus came to give you peace and joy and hope. If you do not have those things today, it's all because you haven't accepted His gift. It is the gift of salvation, as described in the Word of God. He will not force it upon you. He will not make you take it reluctantly. He offers it freely, but you must accept it willingly. Today, would you have the greatest Christmas you've ever had? Would you come to the manger and accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Our deacons will be here at the front. They'll have the Word of God. They'll show you directly how you can have peace like you never had peace before. How you can have the greatest Christmas gift you've ever had. And that is your sins to be forgiven and to accept a personal relationship with the Son of God. He loves you. He died for you. He rose for you. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God for you. Would you accept Him today? Father, thank You for this Christmas day. Thank You for this beautiful day of worship and fellowship. I pray that today, if there's one here that does not know You as their Lord and Savior, that before they leave here to this place, they would come to the manger and receive You as their Savior today. This I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Would you stand?